with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Friday.
Yes.
Make your day count on today. This is Diana Robinson and my senior pastor, my father in the faith, Errol Beckford. We're from Celebration Tabernacle Church, located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard, right in the center of the beautiful city of Cocoa. We want to invite you out to join us for services Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Tuesday evenings at 7 p.m. for family enrichment night.
It's going to be awesome.
It always is. It always is.
It's going to be real. Because you know what? Like yesterday when I left off.
Yes.
Pastor Diana, you give a Romans 6. That was your light.
Yes.
When that light shine, everything for you change. Well, 1 John chapter 1 and 2. When the light came from there, everything changed for me. Everything. I says everything.
Everything.
What did I say?
Everything.
Everything changed. That's yes. Something.
Everything must change.
Yeah.
Not because if most stuff changes and a couple areas have not changed,
yeah,
that's not change. Change isn't change until you change.
And I read the thing. It says that which was from the beginning. I see a comma. It says, oh, which we have heard. Another comma. So, from the beginning now. Not yesterday. From the beginning. And I've heard. Which we have what?
Seen.
With this key here. With our eyes. Which we have looked upon. All of these are tangible stuff now.
Yes.
It starts from the abstract.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard abstract. You hear it, you know? It's out there. But it turned into concrete stuff, which I've looked upon and our hands have handled. Watch. I thought it was something else. Oh, I thought, but here's what really changed me, get me. Mm-hmm. When I get there, it says, concerning what? The word of life. So I says, wait a minute. He's talking about the Bible.
The Bible.
The word. Mm-hmm. This year. This is what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. That this, the word of God must become tangible.
Yes.
Until it become tangible, we lack a lot. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen anything yet. We lack revelation. It has to become what? A tangible proof. And he says, life was manifest, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was what?
Manifested.
Manifest where? With us.
To us. Yes.
To us. So we got it.
To us.
And that's what he says. Mm. Have you tried it?
Yes.
Have you experienced it? Have you tried it?
Mm.
Have you experienced it? Can you show me tangible where this thing worked for you?
And you have to bear witness before you declare it. That's the order in the list. The life was manifested, and we have seen, first step, bear witness.
Yeah.
Bear witness, has it worked
for you?
And declare to you.
I'm talking about going to church. I'm not talking about going to church. Because what's the difference between going to church if you're not going to experience it?
Yes.
And going to the movie. Guys, going to the movie, experience something in there. That's why you keep going back. You want, oh, man, I'm going to go watch Star Wars. there's the first episode that I'm going to watch the second and the third because he experienced something from it. So if I'm going to end up in church tomorrow, I want the word of life.
Yes.
To manifest among me. Mm-hmm. It has to come in me. Isaiah said, arise and shine, for your light has come.
Mm-hmm.
I hold it to my congregation tomorrow. To produce some light.
Mm-hmm.
So they can rise up in the light of the word of God and go out and do it. I hold my congregation that.
Mm-hmm.
I hold them that.
Yeah, to do it together.
Yes.
Not just watch somebody else do it. Because as we continue to go down in 1 John chapter 1, now coming into verse 3, that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us.
Yes.
And truly our fellowship is with the Father.
Yes.
And with his Son, Jesus Christ. So the motive is to get everybody together working this work of the word.
Yes.
All of us collectively.
You're right.
And this is a season for a collective confirmation in the earth.
Yes.
God has used a few, and we're coming into a season where he wants to use many collectively, all together.
Yes.
So we must be willing participants, not willing observers, willing participants in this season. So I want to encourage you, get plugged in, serve at your local church.
Yes.
Serve. Ask, what can I
do?
What can I do? Also, we're all right if they say that, which they probably won't because there's so much to be done. But also look and see, what can I do? Look around, because you may have been created to answer a need that is there in that church that they haven't even put on the list yet of to do. You have a gift, a unique gift and talent, or a practical gift and talent that is needed in that building, that is needed on those grounds. What do you do by profession? You can do that at the church.
Yeah.
What you do by profession. Do you work in security? Are you a police officer? Well, we know churches benefit from security and that aspect. Do you work in customer service? Do you greet people? Do you are you very personable? They need you on the usher board, because a cranky usher can empty a church.
Yeah.
A cranky usher can empty a church. So they need personable people on the usher board. What is your niche? What is your thing? Do you clean? Do you build? Do you construct? I'm sure there's a renovation project that needs to be done somewhere at that church. The weekly cleaning, whatever it is, get plugged in. Do something. And I'm speaking because at every level, I have done something. Before I was ever put a microphone in my hand, I was pulling weeds in the front of the church. So I have done something. So I'm speaking from what I have done.
From experience.
Done.
See, we like to speak from experience. We like to speak from experience, not only from the abstract, but from the concrete.
From what we have handled.
That we have handled. You know, I've learned so much. Over 23 years living with this great woman. I think she's one of the greatest women that ever walked this face of the earth. And I will always be grateful to the life that we shared together. Pastor Kim.
Yes.
Because she's just straightforward. You know, Pastor Di. She's just straightforward.
Yep.
Because when I talk sometimes, she says, no, you go around the circle. But I'm not going to talk around the circle. I'm going to go straight in.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. You know? And she always says, I will always remember, if you say that you love me, show me what you really mean.
Yes.
Not just bare words. Because that is just word. I love you. But show me now what you really mean.
Yes.
When you say, I love you, what back that up?
Mm-hmm.
What fruit is there? What tangible evidence of that word that you just say? It means something. It must bear what? Fruit. That's what you were saying about Romans chapter 6. Where's the fruit?
Yes.
It must bear fruit.
And that spirit of a mother, that spirit of a father is so necessary in the family of God. It is so necessary to be there with the spirit of a mother, for other people to be able to just be there, to be able to give guidance, to be able to give direction, to be able to give comfort, to be able to share wisdom, the spirit of a mother, the spirit of a father. be that for some people on today. Yeah,
that's an example. A Sunday after church, as you said, Sunday after church, man, we have an awesome church service. Ooh, we have an awesome church service. And last Sunday,
yes,
it was awesome up in there. So after church, a family, a husband and wife, invite me, you know, because they want to shut me up because I was talking about lobster. Oh. So they want to shut me up now. She says, we're going to take you today for that lobster dinner that you want. So I went to the seafood place, and we were sitting around, and the waitress come, and we're taking the order. So my member say, Dad, what do you want? The waitress step back. She says, he's your dad? She said, yeah. He says, he's too young to be your dad. I'm tired. She jumped back. You know? He says, he's too young to be your dad. She said, why? No, he's too young. She said, yes, he's my dad, but he's my spiritual father.
Yes.
He guides me. He guides me and my husband. They were right there. He says, we look at him as our father because we get guidance.
Yes.
And not only spiritual guidance, we come to him for, they were ready to preach. We come to him for things that affect our life. We look up to him for guidance. And that's what truly a father really is. Yes. Who guided you? Just don't be in the church. Just don't sit there. But you, the man, that the point man that God put over your life is there to guide you physically, emotionally, and spiritually. You look forward to him. He live a life of example before you. You see what is coming out of his life. You see fruit of his life.
Yes.
And those fruit that is coming from his life is what you covet. You want to covet the good stuff.
Yes.
Covet the good works in people.
Yes.
Lord, let that be in me. Lord, let that glory up in my man of God come up on me.
Yes.
Let that fruit that is coming through his life come up on me.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I feel like preaching.
God loves the family, and he puts the solitary into families. So if you feel like you are alone on this morning, there is a family that God wants to fit you in. It may not be a blood family, but it is a blood family through the DNA of Jesus Christ. So we want to encourage you on this morning to get plugged in with your local church. Be an asset onto your church on this morning. Onto your church, not a griper, a complainer, and a gossiper, but be an asset onto the family of God this morning in your local church. Serve, see about, care for the house of God. There's so much in the Bible where it talks about, you know, your house is perfect, but the house of God is in ruins. And God's not pleased with that. He's not pleased with putting our stuff before his stuff. When we put his stuff first, then our stuff is added to. Our stuff is accelerated. Our stuff is elevated. So get in position on this morning, a position of service onto your local church. Tomorrow at Cocoa High School, there's going to be a human trafficking seminar and awareness meeting at 10 a.m. Saturday, January 25th. Tomorrow, be there with the family, Cocoa High School.
Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5. We pray that God will help you do life right.
This is Morning Breath, your drive time devotion sure to jumpstart your day, brought to you by East Coast Christian Center. Morning Breath starts now. You're listening to the Friday edition of Morning Breath, a special message recorded live at East Coast Christian Center.
Good evening, good morning, good day, good Saturday, good Sunday to you. Can we make some noise if you love Jesus today? Come on.